Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And we're in the book of Mark on this 10th day of April. Hope you're having an amazing day. And I'm going to read this verses 1 through 20 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Again, Jesus began to teach by the seaside. A great multitude was gathered to him, so that he entered into a boat in the sea and sat down. All the multitude were on the land by the sea. He taught them many things in parables and told them in his teaching, "Listen, behold, the farmer went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the road, and the birds came and devoured it. Others fell on the rocky ground where it had little soil, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of soil. When the sun had risen, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Others fell into the good ground and yielded fruit, growing up and increasing. Some produced 30 times, some 60 times, and some 100 times as much." He said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear." When Jesus was alone, those who were around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. He said to them, "To you it is given the mystery of God's kingdom, but to those who are outside, all things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest perhaps they should turn again and their sins should be forgiven them." From Isaiah 6, verses 9 and 10. Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How will you understand all of the parables? The farmer sows the word. The ones by the road are the ones where the word is sown, and when they have heard, immediately Satan comes and takes away the word in which has been sown into them. These in the same way are those who are sown on the rocky places, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with joy. They have no root in themselves, but are short-lived. When oppression or persecution arises because of the word, immediately they stumble. Others are those who are sown among the thorns. These are those who have heard the word, and the cares of this age and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Those which were sown on the good ground are those who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, some 30 times, some 60 times, and some 100 times. Mind if I pray for you? Okay, Lord, we want to be 30, 60, 100. We want to be the ones who receive your word and it is good soil. Would you till up our soil? You've told us in other places in the Bible to break up our fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. Lord, we need to kind of plow ourselves. I was just in the garden this week and I was just lamenting the fact that the ground had gotten hard again. We live on clay, and I constantly have to add new soil to my garden beds because the clay just rises up inside of it all and makes the ground hard. And then I have to aerate it and shovel it and add organic matter to it because it's just too hard to plant in. Nothing will grow in it. And so, Lord, as a little mini farmer here in Texas, I get this parable. I understand it. And I pray that we would be a people who grows well. But we also lift up those people in our lives that represent the rest. Those people who are far from you, who may have at one point heard the word, but then they had no root and they just walked away. Those who have been snatched away by the evil one, Lord, we lift them up to you. And we just pray that you would lead them to better soil. And we especially pray for our friends and our family members who have a bunch of weeds choking them out, these thorns, the deceitfulness of riches and just addictions and this crazy life that we live in, Lord, it chokes out your word and it makes us fruitless. And so, Lord, we also ask you to examine our own lives and help us to examine our lives and see where there are thorny parts. And we pray for our friends with the thorns. We pray you'd make the thorny parts thorny so that they would realize that riches cannot fill, addiction cannot fill, anything outside of you cannot fill them. Only you can fill. And Lord, there is such great joy when the seed is planted and we bring forth fruit, which is often the lives of other people. Oh, it brings me so much joy when that happens. So Lord, wow, I love you. And I pray for lots of fruit for all of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can email Kristen for an end of, like, if you just want to give one-time gift. Her email is newsletter@marydemuth.com. She'll give you instructions. And then if you would like to support me monthly, and not me, the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Lots of different levels to support the podcast at, and you can read about them there. Thank you to all of you who are patrons, and thanks to all of you who pray for this show. I really appreciate you.